Time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition information. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I really appreciate that you're listening today. It is a pleasure to introduce Cassie Wienus as our co-host. Cassie is a registered dietitian. She sees clients in our YZETA office. She's very busy presenting nutrition classes to many community and business groups. She's a mom to two young children. So, Cassie, welcome to the show. And you were on vacation, weren't you, to the farm or to the ranch?
Yep, the ranch in North Dakota. We got back the beginning of this last week. So it was just the kids and I. Scott had to stay home and work.
But okay.
We had a great time. My niece showed a steer in the county fair. So that was kind of the highlight that we got to go see. Mr. Beef was his name.
Okay.
Being shown, took grand champion overall.
Wow,
so
that's great.
Yeah, we had a great time. And as we're talking about kids, hi to my kids back home, Riley and Marissa. Also, you mentioned I'm doing some presentations to corporate groups. I was at Egan Corporation in Brooklyn Park this last Tuesday. What a fun group. Lots of questions. It went so well. They have a beautiful setup there for giving presentations as well. But lots of great people. So hi to anybody out there listening from Egan Corporation. The topic was stress busting foods, which we're getting a lot of requests for.
Yes, we're getting a lot of requests. How to use nutrition to handle all our stressful lives. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it can make a huge difference for sure.
So, Cassie, you were just mentioning a cute little story about Riley this morning. So,
yeah.
Will you share that with listeners?
Yeah, before we went on the radio, I told Dar I have to share this cute story. We were at my mom and dad's at the farm, and we had my nephew staying overnight with us there, an 8-year-old that lives just a couple miles from mom and dad's farm. And he gets up in the morning, and of course, like an 8-year-old growing boy, he wants food before he can even open up his eyes. Goes to mom's freezer, pulls out the toaster strudels. He was just so excited he was going to get these toaster strudels. And like I said, I'm still working on my mom. She's getting healthier, but doesn't have everything cleared out. But Riley, my little 3-year-old, walks over, grabs the box from him, pretends like he's reading the ingredients because he's seen mama do this before. And he says to Austin, the 8-year-old, "Oh, Austin, this is junk food. You should have healthy stuff for breakfast."
That's great.
So cute.
So I have a cute story to share about a client that I saw. I saw Victoria a month ago, and she came in, and she actually is a person that had an autoimmune disease, lupus, and also she has asthma very seriously. And she was just so aching and so having such a hard time breathing. And, you know, of course, she wanted to lose weight. I think everybody today wants to lose weight, almost everyone. And so I just put her on a really, you know, basic eating plan. In fact, I put her on a little bit more food than I normally would for people. And guess what? She was back yesterday and she feels much better. She has much more energy. She has less pain and inflammation. And even her asthma is just a little bit better. And then toward the end of the session, she said, "By the way, you know what? I lost 12 pounds."
Eating more than I ever have.
Yes. And she said, but there's some things that she stopped doing. She stopped drinking her diet pop. That was one of the things that she stopped. And she started eating breakfast. And then I offered her some recipes. I said, would you like some new recipes or anything? She said, "Oh, no, I'm really just a creative cook." And she says, "I just like to put things together." But that was so interesting because Victoria really likes to cook.
Yeah.
But when she first came in a month ago, she had stopped cooking. You know, she was living on sort of junk food, just like what Riley said.
Yeah,
you can't eat that.
Not healthy.
And then just kind of, trying to get some energy from her pop and not doing well, really.
Well, and then you don't feel like cooking or doing any of your favorite hobbies when you're feeling like that.
That's right. And this is something she said, and it was so interesting because I, I've said this, I know I didn't say it to her. She said, this way of eating is such a simple eating plan. It's so simple.
Yeah.
But it's very complex in the way it gives the results.
She said that part too?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. And it is. It's very complex.
In terms of, what it does inside of us and how it affects us.
But when you look at it, it's so simple.
Yeah.
Because it's just real food.
It's eaten my grandma ate, you know?
Yeah, and it's real food, and it's eaten many times a day. You know, it's not, starve all day.
Right.
I mean, it's just real food.
Right,
and
right.
You feel great.
Several small meals throughout the day. Yeah, and I promise we're going to tell you exactly what our topic is in just a minute, but I have to share with you I suppose it was last month when I was doing one of my corporate presentations in Minneapolis. A gal came up to me afterwards that listens to our radio show regularly, and she shared with me that she has MS, but she said, since I've been listening to the show and incorporating how you guys talk about eating, I have way more energy, and her balance is way better. And I would have never looked at her and been able to tell that she has MS. So she was really controlling her symptoms well, and she said food is a large part of that.
So this is it. Our topic is MS, and it's a brand new topic for the show. It's on multiple sclerosis. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's 380,000 people in the United States have MS, and we have a very high rate of MS in these northern latitude states, which is kind of interesting.
Yep, yep. And, I remember even as a kid, because a neighbor near us, another farmer, got MS, and I remember hearing then that it was more prevalent in North Dakota and certainly, like you said, Minnesota, Wisconsin, us northern states. So we've known that for a long time, but people are just starting to contemplate why, I think.
I think that's true.
When you think about, what is MS? What's the definition? Multiple sclerosis is a very serious disease, obviously, but it's progressive and it's degenerative and it's a disorder of the central nervous system. So that means the brain. That means the spinal cord. That also means the optic nerve.
Very much. So the reason that we wanted to talk about MS today is because of the high rates that occur in, like we said,
in
Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota. That's why we wanted to talk about it.
And as we looked at the research, most of the experts agree that it is an autoimmune disease, or in other words, it's an inflammatory attack against your own body, and what your body is attacking is the myelin sheath.
So as a nutritionist, we know that the myelin sheath is that, it's a coating around your nerves. And I think of it, if you think about a wire, the coating, the insulation, that's what the myelin sheath is like. And it is made up of primarily fat. And the fat that is that we have in our myelin sheath is an omega-3. And it's a special kind of omega-3. It's the DHA omega-3. And if you remember, we get omega-3 DHA first when we're breastfed.
Right.
And then we get it if we eat organic eggs from chickens that are running out there in the grass, eating worms and grass, and that makes the DHA in the egg yolk.
So we don't want corn.
No, and we just don't want to eat the egg white. It's in the egg yolk to get that DHA fat.
Right, right. Liquid gold, right?
That's right.
So if you want to sort of visualize what happens with MS, think of it as spots of inflammation in that myelin sheath. It might be in the spinal cord. It might be in the brain. And when those spots in the myelin sheath become inflamed, scarring of that outer coating or that sheath actually occurs. And that word sclerosis means hardening of tissue. And multiple simply means that it's occurring in several spots of tissue throughout that myelin sheath.
So what really happens is that our immune system malfunctions and produces antibodies that attack that myelin sheath. The damaged areas develop scarring that leads to either distorted communication or lack of communication between the nerve endings. And then what can happen? Well, people can have slurred speech. They can have vision problems, or they lose their balance, they lack mobility. You know, this all that happens because they've had that scarring on the myelin sheath. Very interesting, isn't it? I think.
Yeah. And symptoms can really vary from person to person, but some of the more common symptoms are dizziness, extreme fatigue, blurred or double vision. Oftentimes people will get tingling or numbness in their hands and feet, loss of balance. Because it's affecting your nerve endings, you can get that slurred speech, tremors. And this is something that was new to Dar and us as we were reading through the research on MS, that there's problems of the bowel and the bladder oftentimes.
So, you know, you were talking about, Cassie, the person that came up to you after the presentation.
Right.
That was experiencing MS, and that she actually, you know, the fatigue, right?
Fatigue, her energy was so much better, and like she said, her balance was so much better. So she had some of these symptoms, but it was almost like they had went into remission.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's following a lifestyle that's very healthy.
Right. So we know that MS is an autoimmune disease, and there are almost 100 different autoimmune diseases. I think that's kind of amazing. 100 different autoimmune. You know, autoimmune means that our own immune system, it kind of gets confused, basically, with what happens. And it attacks certain tissues in our bodies. For example, when your immune system gets, attacks our collagen in our joints, the autoimmune disease is called rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
And then when it attacks the myelin sheath, it is called MS. So it's kind of the same process. It's that inflammatory process that attacks different parts of our body.
And here's some food for thought. Oftentimes, before the onset of an autoimmune disease like MS, there's a lot of stress in that person's life and malnutrition. And malnutrition, you think malnutrition, that sounds like third world, right? Third world countries. But malnutrition might come from a poor diet, which a lot of Americans are guilty of, but it also might come from poor absorption. And that person might not even really know that they're not absorbing all those nutrients they're eating. Or maybe both things are going on, poor diet and poor absorption. And as I've observed clients over the 3 years that I've worked here at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, what I find is that a lot of times people don't even realize that they're eating a poor diet. They think they're doing the right things.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh, right? You've heard it, too. They'll tell me, well, I'm having the smart Heart Smart cereal for breakfast in the morning, or the Kashi cereal, and I'm pouring skim milk over the top and having orange juice on the side. Well, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that's sugar, 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 and not so great. But point being that there's a lot of misinformation out there in terms of what a healthy diet is. So you might be thinking you're eating well, but not really. And even for myself, I mean, I was certainly guilty before I came on board here at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, when I was a conventional dietitian, is how I say it. I ate
back in the dark ages.
Back in the dark ages, yes. Before I found my way. But yeah, I ate a lot of grains, a lot of pastas, because, hey, the Food Guide Pyramid back then, that was the big portion at the bottom. So I thought I was doing things right. And a lot of fruit. I mean, I had a lot of cravings, so anything that was going to turn to sugar. So a lot of grains, a lot of fruit, really didn't do vegetables, did a lot of Diet Pepsi because it didn't have calories. So that was good for my waistline. So I'm as guilty as the next person. But I always say what you didn't know, you can't, or what you don't know, you can't put into practice.
All right.
So we're not pointing fingers. We're just trying to educate people.
That's all we're trying to do. So, Cassie, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, I'm so proud to learn that we have listeners throughout the United States. And this week, we just discovered we have listeners in Mexico City.
That is awesome.
You know, each week we try to bring you life-changing and really life-changing nutrition information. You know, last Monday, I received an email from a longtime listener that has lost 80 pounds just following what we talk about on Dishing Up Nutrition. Now, that is pretty life-changing.
And tasty, too.
Yes. So if you have a question today about MS, please call us. It's 651-641-1071.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the mic.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienes, registered dietitian, and I'm here this morning with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the role that nutrition plays in the prevention of autoimmune diseases, especially MS. That's sort of our focus today, is multiple sclerosis. But before we get back into the topic at hand, I do want to mention a couple of great upcoming classes that are going to be taught this upcoming week. First of all, Monday night, July 20th, Managing the Blood Sugar Roller Coaster, wonderful class, is being taught in White Bear Lake. Starts at 6:30. It's a two-hour class, only $25.
That's right.
Ugh, I keep telling Dar she needs to raise the price and she won't listen to me. That's a steal for 2 hours of great information. Second class I want to tell you about this Tuesday, July 21st, is Nutritional Solutions for Osteoporosis. That's being taught in Wayzata, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Again, $25. And then
that is a wonderful class.
Oh, my gosh. Well, don't you, I mean, osteoporosis is becoming an epidemic. And
it is.
There's, as a dietitian, before coming here, I thought, oh, my gosh, you have osteoporosis. You got to go on Fosamax.
Right.
There's so much that you can do naturally and actually rebuild your bones. So if you have osteopenia, osteoporosis, come to this class. And then the third class, Gut Reaction, Restore Your Digestive Health Through Nutrition. That is a wonderful class.
It is.
Most Americans need help with their digestive system. That's being taught in St. Paul this Thursday, July 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Again, a steal at $25. And now, thanks to Corey, you can register online if you want to do that. You can just get on weightandwellness.com and register yourself. Or if you want to do it our old-fashioned way, you can do that, too. You can call our office at 651-699-3438.
So, Cassie, before we went on break, you were talking about what happens before people have, before MS comes on,
what's leading up to that, right? And a lot, usually there's been some stress in the person's life, big stressors, and poor diet. We said malnutrition, but like I said, I don't know if that's the right word because people think of third world country malnutrition, but a lot of people in America are malnourished and overfed.
Right. And, we talk about being malnourished, and it could be that people are eating pretty well, but still they're not absorbing things.
Right.
So when we look at that malabsorption, we believe that that kind of makes the connection to a food sensitivity, because we know that if you are sensitive to a food, then you probably are not going to be absorbing your nutrients as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the diet of people that live in the areas with the highest risk, and that is in Europe and North America, basically, that diet has really changed a lot over the last 100 years. We eat so differently than people 100 years ago did.
Oh my gosh, it has changed by leaps and bounds, and our bodies cannot mutate, I guess is the word,
that's a good word.
To be able to handle those changes. So yeah, when you look at how we've changed, for one, there's been a substantial increase in the consumption of dairy and grains, especially over the past 50 years with the onset of the fast food industry.
So, Cassie, I hate to date myself, but I got to share this. I can actually remember one of the first McDonald's franchise opening here in, Minnesota.
Yep.
When I was in college. So that was maybe 50 years ago or so. But it was, the quality of the fast food was much better than it is now.
Yes, it still wasn't the greatest, but right, there wasn't as many junky ingredients because they weren't developed yet.
Right. Basically, since we've had all this fast food, there's been an increase of people eating more grains and more dairy products. And guess what? The prevalence of MS has increased over the last 100 years.
Lots of French fries, lots of milkshakes.
Exactly.
Ah.
And lots of buns on
big
burgers.
Big buns. Yeah, so as we at Nutritional Weight and Wellness try to problem solve through possible connections to this increase in autoimmune diseases, dairy and the gluten grains always surface in many of the research studies and certainly in what we see in clinical practice.
Yes, exactly. So there has been a link to gluten sensitivities and autoimmune diseases. So many experts recommend a gluten-free and a dairy-free eating plan. Oftentimes people experience beginning symptoms of autoimmune diseases 10 to 12 years before they actually can be diagnosed. There's hints
And it's just not being caught.
It's not being caught. So if you have beginning signs, we believe that people should really be paying attention to that. And we think that if you have some of those beginning signs of an autoimmune disease, that then it is time to change your diet. It can't hurt. It can only be healthier. You know, it's like, Cassie, if you give up bread and you eat vegetables, you're going to be healthier.
Yeah, right. Tons more nutrients.
Yes.
That are anti-aging in those vegetables versus the sugar in bread that ages you.
And if you give up cereal and you start eating, you know, like berries or sweet potatoes or kale,
sweet potatoes.
Or, you know, you're going to be healthier.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're giving up anything. You're actually becoming healthier as you change this. And perhaps you can change those it's almost like you may have...
You're at the fork in the road.
Yes, you're at the fork in the road.
Wouldn't you say? I mean, that's what I was going to ask you next. Don't you feel like you have tons more experience under your belt? Don't you feel like if you catch somebody when they're within those 10 to 12 years, right? They're at that fork in the road. They're either going to go one way towards autoimmune or they're not going to go there. Mm-hmm. And giving up the gluten and the dairy could say, hey, you're not going to go that road.
And I think that we have to really depend upon ourselves to understand those body signs. We can't, you know, honestly, doctors see us for 10 or 15 minutes once or twice a year, and that's all they see us. How can they possibly have that kind of knowledge about us? Because we have to start tuning into our bodies a lot better and know if we've got some of those signs. You know, if we have constant diarrhea for a number of months or a number of years, then that's kind of a body sign that we should pay attention to that. Or like you mentioned you had a client that has very serious constipation. That's one of those other body signs that we should really be paying attention to.
And do you know, she told me her son, who's now in college, has had diarrhea since third grade.
Yeah. See, these are body signs, people, that you need to start looking at what is causing that and the nutrition that can heal that. So we're going to take a break here. Yes. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, to support the myelin sheath that insulates the nerves, I always recommend omega-3 DHA. Now, DHA is found in breast milk, egg yolks from free-range chicken, and cold water fish. In addition, I recommend supplementing with DHA from an algae source. DHA makes up the myelin sheath, our brain, and the retina of our eyes. You know, very, very important nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Questions today, 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. As you might know, Dar and the Weight and Wellness staff are all on a mission to educate people on life-changing nutrition. It's really our passion, any of us that work here. And in fact, today after the show, Dar and I and a few other people are heading out to Corey's beautiful home out in Wisconsin to shoot some educational cooking videos. We're really hoping to make healthy eating even easier by having these helpful sort of how-to-cook videos. So stay tuned on that one, because I don't think we're quite sure how we're going to
have no idea
make
how we're
them available.
Use, but we just had the opportunity to make them, and I've been wanting to do this now for 2 or 3 years, and so we're just doing it.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I have clients, and I'm not making fun at all, but I have clients that'll say, when I say have a couple scrambled eggs in the morning, they'll say, well, how do you scramble
eggs?
Well,
that's one right on our list. We're going to teach people how to
do
scramble
that today.
Eggs. Oh, no, that's a pretty common question.
So, yeah, if you never made them before, how would you know?
So someone left us a message, and she was wondering, what nutrition books do you recommend? So, you know, one of the simple ones is by Robert Crayon is Nutrition Made Simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cassie, do you have any that you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, I was sharing with you earlier that I hate to confess, but I'm just now reading The Diet Cure by Julia Ross.
Yep.
Wonderful book.
Yes, it
wonderful.
Is.
Wonderful. It's so... I mean, it's a lot of what we teach, but just so interesting how these psychologists and people, you know, got in tune to this and made such a difference. And then the gluten connection
is a perfect, yes,
easy read. And it really opens up people's eyes to the fact it's a lot of case studies of people that had these problems for years. And then their doctor finally figured out it was gluten. So it really opens up your eyes to the fact that a gluten intolerance is a lot more than diarrhea. Do you know my mom? I have to share this quick. I was talking to her on the radio Hi, Mom. I was talking to her on the phone yesterday and just was mentioning, because we were on the topic of health, that, yeah, I had this client that was struggling with a lot of constipation, and I figured it out, and it's a gluten thing. She said, really, I thought the only thing that showed up with that was diarrhea. It's so much more. So
yes,
the gluten connection is a good book.
That's a good book. And we often recommend the Schwarzbein principle, and that's a great, it talks about balanced eating, you know, about not worrying about eating good fat, all that. So those are a few of the books that we're constantly reading research.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time. So.
But those would be the top picks.
Oh, we have a few callers here this morning.
Wonderful.
Good morning, Andrea. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning. I was calling. I haven't tuned into the whole show today, so fairly I haven't heard everything that you've said. In the past 10 months, I was diagnosed with MS. And, you know, I've seen three different neurologists, and I have asked them because I've been, a lot of people have said, you know, have you looked into the diet? And I've asked all three of them, and they've said, you know, there's no firm connection to the MS and the diet. They all relate back to the vitamin D and perhaps some virus that was you've had when you were younger or something like that. And I'm interested in kind of more pursuing and seeing what the connection is with that. Where do you kind of lay that all in with what else is going on in the MS field?
Well, I think that one of the things that we're certainly going to talk about today is the vitamin D connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you had your vitamin D level tested, what was it?
You know, unfortunately, I've had so many tests done that it's hard to keep everything straight. So
yeah.
I don't know, but I'm on a much higher level now of the vitamin D.
Okay, that's great. And, you know, the other thing is, yes, I mean, there's been research on the fact that there's a connection between a virus and maybe MS. I mean, you know, and I agree that there's probably many, many different causes for autoimmune diseases. It's whatever makes our immune system get confused is basically mm-hmm. what happens.
Right.
But there certainly is a big connection between food sensitivities and this connection to these autoimmune diseases.
And it seems to make a lot of sense.
Yes.
You know, and when I ask them, I kind of am always amazed.
Well, I think part of the reason that they don't really talk about it is because they haven't had the background in helping people change their eating plan. And so, you know, how are they going to say, yeah, that's a good thing to do, but we don't know how to do it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I think you're right. I was talking with a gal, too, at the U of M who's a nurse, and she had just gotten back from studying Tibetan medicine. And she said that, you know, even though no matter what, you know, you're being told here isn't wrong, she said it's just amazing to see what they focus on in Tibet as far as, you know, the food you eat. They put you into a category. You have to eat those foods, and their bodies seem to be a lot healthier there. So.
Let's move to Tibet. I'm loving it.
No, and I think, you know, as a society, we just have to educate ourselves to get to that point where we know what is right for our body. And, you know, it's just like what I was talking about Victoria. You know, mm-hmm. I put her on more calories and more food, and she lost 12 pounds. And I would normally put somebody on because I felt that her body required so much healing at that point. And it works. I mean, it's just, but everybody's body is different.
Right,
so,
right.
So thanks for the call. And, you know, I think take a very careful look, I guess, at what you're eating. And, you know, one of the things, just one of the very basic things is that we know that sugar reduces your immune system by 50% for about 4 hours. So if you're eating sugar, that is not going to be supportive of your immune system.
I'm in trouble, and I know my aunt and my mom are listening, and they're laughing if you're saying change your eating styles. I'm a terrible cook. I would have.
Well, you better come on in and see us.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some great easy recipes for you.
Great, thank
you.
So
thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
So we're just going to take. Hi, Jane. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I wanted to ask you to elaborate more on the supplement that you talked about for the DHA from algae.
Yes. Well, you know, again, DHA normally in food comes from breast milk, and it comes from the egg yolk of Organic eggs or free-range eggs. You know, that's a couple of sources. But it also comes from algae that the fish eat. And that is actually the fatty acid that matches up to our retina and our brain, and it does make up that myelin sheath. So when I have somebody, you know, if I had a client that had MS, I would put them on lots of DHA, straight DHA, not omega-3 fish oil, but straight DHA. So there is a difference. And you have to look for the supplement that says algae base. You know, it has to be an algae source to have it be true DHA.
And you know, Dar, that I am so not a salesperson, but I've had people say to me, it's really hard to find. They've looked around. So we do sell it at the office from a, you know, it's from a algae source.
Yes.
So if you want to save yourself time.
And it's because it's such an important supplement. We actually sell it for less than anybody else does, because I just believe it is such an important supplement for so many people that either have one of these autoimmune diseases or whether it's for somebody that has depression.
Yeah. So, anything with the brain.
Did we answer that?
Yes, we did. And I had a second question. In listening to your program, you were offering different seminars. Would you be offering a seminar specifically to talk about nutrition and MS?
Well, we haven't yet, but I guess if we get enough requests for it, we certainly could do that. Yes. So,
and I think something that would benefit anybody that's, you know, has a history of autoimmune or is struggling with an autoimmune, our weight and wellness series, the 6-week class of series, just really gets you in tune to your body and helps you start making those connections. And I think that would be really helpful until Dar has time to write up a class just for MS.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. And we'll just have, we'll just take one more caller here. Good morning, Rachel. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning, and thank you so much for your program, because I've learned so much just listening to you on Saturdays.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. My question is, I have been talking to a family member who is a breast cancer survivor, and talking to her about some of the things you have enlightened us about. And unfortunately, she took a class on her own for cancer survivors calling for a vegan diet. And so she has been on this pretty much all winter and has dropped incredible weight. And she says she's very careful. She has a kale smoothie every day and all of that, but eating absolutely no fat. And I'm really concerned about her, but I don't know if I have any kind of, I don't know how to talk to her about this. What is your feeling about that kind of diet? Is that a legitimate thing for cancer survivors?
Personally, I think not, but, you know, if you take a look at the good parts of that, and this is probably what she's doing, she is probably eating lots and lots and lots and lots of vegetables, and that is great, and that's exactly what people, you know, cancer survivors, and that's what we have people doing. They eat like, you know, the kale breakfast. I mean, we have people eating lots and lots of vegetables through the day, but then we also have people eating, and we try to get people to eat grass-fed meat, you know, without any hormones, any chemicals, because we believe that the body needs protein to heal. And then only healthy fats, you know, olive oil and avocados and those kinds of fats. And we find that that gives people the best healing. And that is how people have eaten traditionally when they were eating healthy.
Yes.
That's how people ate. And that's how they stayed healthy. But, you know, so she's doing part of it right, I believe. That's our philosophy. So, you know, but everybody has to find their own way. That's the other thing that I believe also is that if that person truly believes that that is the best approach for them, then that probably is the best approach rather than doing something that she questions, because there is something about that energy and that belief
that
system.
Synergy.
Yeah, that is important too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, thank you. That's
sure.
really helpful.
Okay, thanks for the call. So I think we should, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. For people with MS and other autoimmune diseases, it is very important to include foods with high levels of antioxidants. You know, kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, avocados, and include antioxidant supplements such as cod liver oil. You know, it's got a lot of vitamin A.
Yep.
You know, include some vitamin C, include some vitamin E. CoQ10 is great for energy. Alpha-lipoic acid is great for liver support. We believe people with chronic health problems really, they need super nutrition.
Right.
So questions today, 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I want to encourage the listeners, if you haven't checked out our website lately, please do. We have a lot of classes this summer to help you really gain a lot more nutrition knowledge and get the information you need to live longer and grow younger, as Dar likes to say, live longer, grow younger. Our website, again, is weightandwellness.com, and that's all one word. And also, if we don't get a chance to get to your questions today, you can call our St. Paul office, and they can help you with any questions that you might have. The number there is 651-699-3438.
So we were talking before we went on break about all the gluten sensitivities that we are seeing and that the connection that has to autoimmune diseases. So let's kind of finish our discussion a little bit about that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when you think about gluten, it's hard to wrap your head around, why is that so bad, right? We all grew mm-hmm. up having bread with our roast beef and mashed potatoes on the farm, right? But what we know is that it's called the 50-50 rule. The wheat grown today has 50% more gluten than it did 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. So fine, you say, you know, my grandma and grandpa grew up with bread at every meal. It's different bread.
It's different bread.
That wheat or that kernel of whatever, you know, type of gluten grain has been genetically modified. It's a hybrid, and so it has more gluten. And gluten, if you don't know what the definition of gluten is, it's the protein that's found in many of the grains, wheat, rye, barley, oats, and spelt. And just in and of itself, gluten is a hard thing for the body to digest.
Right.
But now we have these grains that have 50% more gluten.
Exactly.
And it doesn't stop there. If you're listening and you're at home, pull out your loaf of bread and read the ingredients. I bet you it has additional gluten added. So it'll have, even if it's whole grain, right, it'll have whole wheat bread or whole wheat grain that now is 50% more gluten, but it doesn't tell you that. And then you go a couple more ingredients down and they've added wheat gluten.
Mm-hmm.
You're just getting bombarded. Our systems can't handle that. Like I said, it's hard to digest. So, yes, that bread, that bowl of Wheaties, those things can cause your immune system to react and thus cause inflammation. Now, in MS, as we mentioned, that inflammation creates scarring on that myelin sheath or that coating of your nerves.
So we believe that if you come from a family with autoimmune diseases, and if you have some early body signs of an autoimmune disease, we would really recommend that you go on a gluten-free, dairy-free eating plan.
Exactly, because it might very well be that you're at that fork in the road like we talked about, and you don't have to develop that autoimmune disease if you can cut out the gluten and the dairy. But we kind of alluded to this before, that no one is completely sure what type of diet works for people with MS. And because of that, because there's not hard and fast research, we find that there's very little attention given to nutrition, just like that caller who said, you know, I was recently diagnosed and the doctors told me, oh, nutrition doesn't make a difference. We know that even if you don't have MS or another autoimmune disorder, you should limit your sugar intake. You should stop the sodas, especially the diet sodas. Never, ever. You know, and they used to teach me in dietetics, don't say never with a food, right? But that's one place where I've made a commitment to myself. Never, ever eat trans fats. Don't allow them in your house. And eat quality animal protein. And like Dar was saying to this last caller, eat lots and lots of vegetables, even more vegetables than the food guide pyramid is recommending. And only eat those good fats. And by good fats, we mean the olive oil, the nuts, the seeds, the avocados, the butter. Lots of yummy stuff that you can include in your meal plan and get healthy at the same time.
You know, I really believe, Cassie, that these MS centers and people, they need to start educating their clients on healthy eating. You know, some research indicates that when MS clients follow a very strict diet of no dairy products, no gluten, and even no beans, no trans fats, and limited, very limited refined sugar, they have a remarkably good chance of remaining free of further symptoms.
Yeah.
Now, this plan, this eating plan, may be hard to do day after day, but it really pays off.
The reward is there, right? Oh. And there's still lots of tasty things you can eat, you know, like the avocados and the butter. So you're going to have more energy for sure. You know, even if they're not finding these hard and fast links between better nutrition and MS, anybody that eats the way that we teach is going to have more energy. You're going to gain more muscle mass and have less fat. Your lean to fat ratio improves when you start eating the weight and wellness way. That means better strength, which is certainly something that somebody with MS wants to strive for.
Yes. And Cassie, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, I invite you, listeners, to tune in to Fox 9 Morning News to see some of our success stories. You know, if you are up Monday morning at 6:10, you'll see Jody and Chris. At 6:53, Julia and Randy. And at 7:12, Oralee and Tim. And if you've missed on Monday, you can catch them again on Tuesday and Wednesday during the Fox Morning News program.
I am so excited. Yeah, and some of you might recognize some of these names because some of these are teachers of ours that started out as clients, so they have great stories to tell.
So we'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1.
Yeah.
Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're talking today about autoimmune disorders and multiple sclerosis, and we only have a couple minutes left, unfortunately, so we do want to touch on vitamin D.
So, you know, there's so much information and numerous studies connecting nutrition and the lack of nutrition to MS. So we've kind of talked about that. So let's take a look at vitamin D connection to MS. You know, we all know that the vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. And what does it do? It works to promote calcium absorption into your bones. So we have stronger bones.
Build strong bones.
Yeah. Yep. But recent research indicates that vitamin D has a very important effect on the immune system.
And in studies, when they looked at the immune cells and supplemented with vitamin D shows anti-inflammatory effects. In fact, a large 10-year study that looked specifically at women found that the women who took vitamin D supplements were 40% less likely to develop MS. That's a big number.
That is a very big number. Again, we understand that in Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, the northern latitude states have a higher rate of MS. We also get less vitamin D from the sun.
Yeah.
In regions where there is more sunlight and vitamin D levels are higher, there's fewer cases of MS. Also, people with MS tend to have lower than normal blood levels of vitamin D, and that's why I asked that lady to check her vitamin D level, mm-hmm. compared to the general population.
And there are quite a few small studies suggesting that MS activity or the flare-up of symptoms increases during the winter months. But when the subjects took vitamin D, they had fewer flare-ups of their symptoms.
So we really encourage everyone to ask for a vitamin D level and make sure that is around 50 to 80 when you get the results back, or you're probably deficient in vitamin D. And we believe, change your nutrition and change your life.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening.